All right, fans, you're going to hear it right here first. It could be the best show, it could be the worst show, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to take you on a wild ride. Jonathan buzzes in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Some people wait a lifetime for a moment.
With that said, welcome everybody, AfterBuzz TV Nation, American Idol superfans. Guys, with a billion downloads, you've made 2015 the greatest year in AfterBuzz history. We only hope 2016 makes it even better. And with moments like this, you can't beat it. And an emotional hello, I'm JC Rubio, and this is the American Idol After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Follow me at jcrubiotv.com all across the board. But let us introduce our wonderful panel, starting with the absolutely lovely lady to my left.
Hey! Hey, everybody. I'm Violet Kanian, and you can follow me. Well, you can find me at violetkanian.com. That's K-A-N-I-A-N.com.
And we decided to reunite the band for one night. Yay! For Super AfterBuzz Superfans. You know this man to my left. Introduce yourself to the nation.
What's up, everybody? I know I've changed my name like 7 times in the last 6 years, but my name is Mark Rodriguez. Find me, Mark Rodriguez TV, all over the internet. I don't have a .com yet, but...
It's all good. You'll get there.
And for the fans saying, the artist formerly known as Mark E. Allen.
This is correct. Mark E. Allen, Mark Allen, Mark Jacobs.
Oh, my Lord.
Not really.
And a huge shout out to Jason Eichler and Stephanie Georgie, who are at the finale.
They are partying it up.
They're partying. We should reach out to them, see if they call in. But trust me, I've been to some of those, and
it gets cray.
It gets cray. So we can't do the show without them. So quick shout out to them. And last but not least, the part-time model himself, the man running the ones and twos. Who do we have back there tonight?
You got Jonathan Bolton.
Yeah. Hey, you got Jonathan Bolton back here, engineer.
Awesome. And, of course, we cannot do this show. Like Simon said it during the show, we can't do it without you, the fans. The chat roll. Let's chime off some names. Jonathan Lowe, Jody Peralta, they're all where Steph, Andrew Kirk. Yes, you guys can actually call us. We're gonna put the number. Can we put it on the screen, or do I got to read it out loud? You know I don't read.
You know he can't do that.
Yeah.
Here, hang on 1 second.
Okay, we're going to bring up.
It's going to be 424-256-1633, and I will type it in chat
Hello.
As well.
Bam. There we go. All right, guys, so we've done all the introductions. We're going to be answering all your questions. Whatever you guys want to know, rattle it off. This is going to be like a really cool, interesting, different type of show tonight. But we have to start first with a huge congratulations to the harmonizers. Mr.
Yay!
Trent Harmon is your American Idol. And, of course, LaPortia pushed him like no one ever has. Fantastic show. Guys, thoughts on Trent Harmon?
I'm so excited. I knew he was going to win. I had a feeling he was going to win.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Oh. I think I said it last week when I wasn't supposed to, but I really did want, to be honest, I wanted LaPortia to win. I thought her journey was a little bit more special with everything that she's gone through, although Trent has gone through a lot too. But yeah, I'm excited. Either way, I was going to be very happy.
Voice, though. Voice. Ooh. Which voice? Whose voice?
Both of them. They're so amazing.
Because I know that's one thing we always used to argue about is like, is it the journey? Is it like what are they winning for? Right. You know. So I thought LaPortia was gonna win.
See,
damn. You know?
But JC's always right. So I should have known.
He is always right.
No. Okay. Since February I was right. Okay, but I've been wrong before. Last season, you know, Clark, I picked Clark, and then Trent. But you also, you know, the final nail in the coffin was our guest last week, our super guest, you know, Rich.
Rick.
I always call him Rich.
No, he's Rich, but
he's his name's Rich. Rick Barker, who said the social media, the person who works the hardest at social media these last 2 seasons, tend to win it at the end of the day. And Trent was the hardest working person. I mean, last night when he broke down and told the story how he had that little diary of every single thing every judge said from the first episode. Yes.
When I heard that, I was like, you know you can go on YouTube and find the clips, right?
No, you don't. They don't have computers where he's from. On the farm.
He's farm to table soul. That's what we call him.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, they're probably auctioning that off now. Maybe
I know,
for your
right?
birthday.
Ooh,
and I'm going to, like I said, guys, this is going to be totally different. So we have Rotor13 who says, I'm too scared to call in. Guys, you are our family.
Come
we're going to do what we're going to do whatever it takes to hear your voice. 424-256-1633. And in the valley, 424-256-1633. All right. We have Lynn Daniel who's saying, oh, she's saying Clark should have won. And let's
Clark. Do, yeah. Oh, last season.
But first off, let's
hey. Nick won and he deserved it. Woo. But y'all know how I feel about Nick.
Hold my baby. Oh, sorry, that's usually you say that, don't you?
Sorry guys.
Okay, every time if you're over 21, every time Mark or JC say an infamous JC line, take a shot.
We're doing shots tonight.
So that's good for, like, hold my baby. That's good for, with that said, anytime he says, like, tries to settle us down and he's, you know, because he's the one controlling the boat, like something like that.
Oh, you're going to have to hold that because we have a caller.
Hold his baby.
But y'all know how I feel about it.
Hold my baby. Oh, sorry. That usually
What's up,
you say
guys?
That,
it's
sorry, guys.
Okay, every time.
Simmer down.
Over 21. Every time. Mark, one of the streams on, sorry guys, let me get that real quick. An infamous JC line.
We're having tech issues, guys, because it is crazy tonight at AfterBuzz, and I believe that's Andrew Kirk online.
Yeah,
Andrew,
hey. Good to talk to you guys again.
Great to talk to you. What's going on?
I remember I called in a few years ago. And I'm glad I remember that. Calling on the last show.
You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah. We're turning into the fans tonight, and you know, wanted to ask you your quick impressions. We're gonna just a couple minutes with you, and then move it on so we can get other fans in as well. Now, what were your initial thoughts? Are you happy with the victor?
I'm very happy with the victor. I thought LaPorcia was gonna win, but I was like, I want Trent to win. He worked so hard this season, week in and week out. He deserved it.
When did you know? When did you feel that when did you feel that it was his moment? That he was going to beat everyone? He was going to beat LaPorcia? Because LaPorcia was...
Well, I didn't know until Ryan announced it, to be honest. I thought LaPorcia had it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Won.
Everyone was really split down the middle. You go to every poll. I saw this big Idol blog, and they had it LaPorcia 50.33 and Trent 49.6. It was that close. And it was it's a big blog. I want to call it AmericanIdolNet.com. So,
yeah. Yeah. So Andrew, how do you rate this season compared to the last 15? 14.
Compared to the last 15?
Yeah, like how do you rate this
one? It's hard to rate it, Mark, because it was a shortened season. Because, I mean, it only lasted, 3 months?
Compared to
going into May, so... Oh, that's a tough question. I don't know if I can answer that honestly.
Yeah. What do you think?
They should bring back all the Idol top two and do like a whole nother.
maybe that's what he meant by that. Did you catch that? The last line he said.
Who did you guys like from who they brought back tonight?
Ooh. Oh my God! Everybody was amazing. Of course, the trio of Fantasia, Jennifer, and London. Come on, y'all.
That was great. I was in eighth grade when that season ended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was great.
I was in eighth grade, too.
Right, for sure. All the country, folks out there.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to step away because I'm also trying to get Steph and Jason to call in as well.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so they're at the party, but we cannot determine how they're feeling right now. There's a lot of free alcohol that night.
And emotions.
So it is fantastic. So let's get into the show itself. What did we think? I can start with the beginning with our commander in chief, Mr. President Obama, to get the vote out.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I think it would be cool as a contestant to see him be a part of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to sing, but he didn't
sing. That would have been really cool.
The boy could dance, I'll say that. No, but so, like Andrew was saying, who stood out? Like, so we had a great opening number with Ryan and Brian.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy they brought Brian Dunkelman back. I thought he was an idiot to leave the show, and I think he knows he's an idiot to leave the show.
He does a great set over at the Comedy Store talking about it for years and years.
Yes. Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Interesting.
That's all he does.
People are saying, I want to go to the party so bad.
We do too.
Well, you know what? I'm going to turn it to fans because there's so much. They're rattling off names. Like, where was Angie? Did we see Angie Miller?
No, and somebody I just saw, same person I think, said Jax wasn't there, Angie Miller, and I noticed Gina wasn't there.
Gina.
So I'm kind of bummed. I thought everybody would come back.
Could it have been, let's say, Jackson? I don't know if Andrew's still on or if we let him go. I'm sorry we didn't get to say bye to him. Jax put out a song earlier this year that was kind of
dissed that, and the video dissed Idol, and it was So if you're gonna diss Idol, you're not probably gonna get an invite.
Right.
Back.
Well, I mean, Phillip Phillips was there.
That and that's.
I mean, that was, he didn't really diss. So you kind of had to have him there.
Well, let's talk. That was the white guy with the white guy with the guitar. Yeah,
oh my God, that was hilarious.
Is that something? Is that something? I mean, I remember.
Know, yeah, if they know, is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say because I remember you. The first time I ever heard it was when you had said it. Did you make it famous, or did you create it? You created it also.
You know, lovely Mark, I would like to take credit for that, but no. It's been going around the internet for years. Mm. Because if you look back on all the winners, outside of Candace Glover, the last woman that won was Jordan Sparks in season 6.
That's ridiculous.
That's the last woman that won?
Yes,
that's
Jordan Sparks season 6, and Candace in season 12.
Isn't that crazy that Kelly Clarkson was the first one to ever win it? That's and then insane. Since then to, you know.
Been still going.
And here's the thing. We could be brutally honest. I've been toeing the line for seasons, but I will say this. We're not affiliated with anyone, but can we say for most of the season, I think it was very geared. They really wanted a woman to win. Yes. Kind of like in season 12. Is that out of line?
Yeah, we say that pretty often. I remember for season 12.
Season 12, like the top five were all women. Yeah. So it was going to be a woman either way.
No Lazaro. I know.
Lassie. Last time I'll do that.
We got fans saying, Andrew saying William Hung was great.
He was pretty good.
You know, and of course that segment, you guys called me out because they brought out Simon and Paula and Randy, and I said, watch them go do William Hung.
Yeah, I was like, that's like the worst segue ever. And right? Then it happened.
Well, let's rattle off some of these. We had Colton Dixon.
Colton, my boy.
Colton was your boy.
Yeah, I thought he was going to win that season.
Really?
He's one of my favorites.
We actually, Violet, this is before you joined us. You joined us in, what, 12, right?
I think so.
In season 11, we had a fight. We had a guest on, and she was the
head. We fought her.
We fought her, like fisticuffs. No, it was this girl who ran this Zaba search. It was this net.
Oh, yes.
And they used to break it down, like total. They would break down the social media numbers, kind of like Bing does. And we argued. We're like, we know who's going to win. And they picked Jessica Sanchez.
Mm. Right.
And we said Phillip Phillips. So we said, man can still win. And because I don't know who Bing predicted. And, look, I'm just getting comments left and right. Joshua Ledet.
Yeah, he killed.
Zendaya's wig.
Yeah, he hasn't cut his hair since the season.
He's waiting to get back on TV to cut it.
But like Allison was amazing. Pia, like, woo.
Those women are ridiculous.
You know,
they're so good.
And I also want to thirst, because I told you it's a big smorgasbord of information, and I don't know if I'm correct. I could have sworn I saw a tweet by Jason Eichler that we may possibly have someone coming in tomorrow, but I will verify. I will do the best I can at tomorrow at 2. But just letting you guys know.
So you're guaranteeing.
Not guaranteeing at all. But just keep your eyes and ears open for that. It should be a very special.
Someone just said Bing predicted Trent to win.
Mm. And that's so strange, because all we kept hearing was LaPortia. How does LaPortia not win? She never got a critique all season.
Because she was so good from the very first moment she stepped on that stage. And we've known this for the last 14 years, that American Idol likes to see a journey. They keep saying this word, journey. And LaPortia's story is amazing. But she was so good the whole time that we never saw her grow as an artist. She was just amazing from the beginning.
Oh, we got a dancing phone call. Who do we have?
Hello.
Who do we have on the line?
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going, man? Who are we speaking with tonight?
Oh, me, it's Chris.
Chris,
where are you calling from, Chris?
I'm on the air right now.
Yes.
You're on the air. You're live. You're live with our billion viewers.
He laughed at that.
That's like the worst thing to tell somebody.
No, because my delay is so off. What's up, guys?
How you feeling?
What's going on, brother? So what did you think of the show?
I thought it was all right. I felt like they wasted Phillip a lot.
They wasted Phillip Phillips. They didn't. Because he's one of the best champions they've had in years.
He's been successful.
Yes. What do you think? It's because of just he and Idol having that just kind of that
drama.
Kind of, drama.
I mean, it could be that. I heard that he was like a last minute guy to come in there, but I thought like they would end it at least with Home, because that's kind of the song that Idol has.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
That's
they didn't play that at all, huh?
Chris, what was your favorite moment, man?
My favorite moment was seeing Ryan, Randy, Paula, and Simon all on stage, because that's when you knew right there. It was like lightning in a bottle. That's when you knew it was really, that's the greatest, in my opinion, of what Idol was.
Do you think that was staged, having Simon come in like that, or do you think they all knew?
Such a conspiracy theorist.
I don't think Ryan knew.
You know, the Ryan knew? Maybe it was that.
That Simon was coming from a different, you know, area, and he came in from the back. I think that really did surprise Ryan. But I think everybody else knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, how did they hide him the whole time?
Because Ryan said, I thought you were going to be in the audience. So
in London.
Ryan...
In London. He said London.
Oh,
London.
Well, damn.
And Chris, the fans totally agree with you. I think I saw Maya getting in there saying, yeah, that you know... Philip deserved just his whole song at least. Absolutely. I actually do agree.
I thought all the Idol winners.
What's that? I'm sorry?
To me, I think he was like their real last successful superstar that they
had. Sure, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So you're saying that do you see Trent having that success perhaps? Or do you think that he could go the way of, no offense to, like, let's say some of the unknown artists, like the unknown champions, like let's say Alita Wise or Crystal Bowersox?
It really depends on how you market it. It's also how long it takes for his album to come out. If it takes longer than a year, it's probably not going to happen. Same thing with LaPortia. It needs to happen really, really fast. And also, since the show's not coming back, they can't promote it next year as well. So it's going to be, you know, really a challenge. There's still a lot of hard work to do just because you want.
Right. Do you like his single?
Yeah. I like Home better. I think that would have been, a better single, something like that, but I thought it was all right.
Right.
Not really what I would end Idol on, but I thought it was all right.
Well, Chris, I got one last question for you. What was your favorite moment that you've ever had watching Idol?
Ever had watching Idol? Performance-wise, I would say Joshua Adet probably singing It's a Man's World.
Wow.
Just moment-wise in general, I like the guy who came on and sang, "You are my brother. Best forever."
Wait, have you been on American Idol?
Yeah, you got a voice there.
Wait, who's it? Wait, are you a contestant? What's going on? You got some pipes there, brother.
Oh, no. No. I know that.
Well, Chris, I just wanted to extend just a warm thank you, man, for watching and just being a part of the Superfan Nation. And we hope if Idol comes back, because Ryan alluded...
For now.
I was 9 or 10 when the show started, and it's truly the last remaining part of my childhood.
Aww.
And I'm gonna have to lay it to rest today, and it's very sad. It's bittersweet, you know.
Oh man, you
I'm start crying here.
Don't trust me, Violet. Maybe this is something where you can open up about your story, because you and Chris, I mean, are kind of similar here. You've seen every single episode multiple times.
Every single episode. What? I'm just trying to get her to cry because she said she's going to cry.
Oh my God. I cry ugly.
No, yeah. Violet, you're too pretty for that.
Thank you.
We got a super fan there. Well, Chris, thank you for watching. And make sure, just keep it here. We got a ton of other shows here at AfterBuzz as well. So we love you, man. And we'll buzz you later. Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed you guys because, for like the last few years, the media kind of laid low on Idol, not really giving it much attention, but you guys have always been there, and you guys have always given it attention that it deserves, even when it wasn't the number one show.
Oh, man, thank you. We're an extension of you. We really are. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, my man.
That was awesome. Yeah, great moment.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, so I know it's a little early, but what's your favorite moment of all time, Mark?
Favorite moment of all time?
Put you on the spot.
Wow. Oh my God.
Let's see. So many. I mean, it's hard to beat, the original moment like this moment that we started with today. You know, that's just something that really, it created American Idol. And, a moment like this, the first time she ever sang that, I was like 10th grade.
Really?
10th grade? Maybe younger?
Wow.
Yeah. But, I think that has, that just...
I still remember exactly the very moment that she won, who I was with, what I was doing. Like, I'll never forget that.
I would have thought your biggest moment was getting stuck with J-Lo's drug. Tell the story.
Okay. So, a few years ago, when her song On the Floor just came out, and she was singing with Pitbull on Idol, and they pre-recorded it for the next week, and I had tickets. So my friends and I went, shout out to Sarah and Roseanne, thank you for going with me. So we went and we were watching her. We were in the third row. I'm like dying. J-Lo is right there, like so many feet away from me. And she kept hugging people that were around the stage. Because there were like people, she would run up the stairs and she'd hug those people. I'm like, what the hell? I want to hug. So I'm like in my big old J-Lo hoop earrings, like got my sweater dread, like off the shoulder dress on, trying to, you know, look like her. And I just yelled out when she was in the between redoing the song again. And Pitbull was also there and amazing. I yelled, J-Lo, can I get a hug? And she said, yeah, baby, come on up. What? Holy what? Mother of God. I ran up there so freaking fast. She's wearing this sequin dress that has like hanging sequins all over her with rhinestone shoes, probably diamonds knowing her.
Ooh.
I step on her shoes.
What? On the goddess? On, what?
I step hold on her my shoes, baby. Okay? Take a drink, y'all. And then I'm hugging her. All I could say is, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. My earring is stabbing her in the face because they're so ginormous.
Did they press and charges?
All she's saying is, it's okay, baby, it's okay. And I'm like, I love you so much. Oh, my God. And then as we come apart, my sweater dress is stuck to her rhinestones on
I
her
dress.
I hate
when that happens.
And yeah. Literally, we're stuck. And she's like, oh, look at us. We're stuck. And I'm like, oh, my God.
See, that's why I always hug Pitbull first.
Mark Anthony, she was with Mark Anthony at the time. He runs on stage and is trying to take us apart. Now, all I'm saying is, rip the dress. I don't care. Just rip my dress.
Oh, my God. How long ago was this?
This was like 4 years ago, oh something like that.
I've never heard the story.
I thought I was dead because that was just heaven.
That trumps all of ours. Well, I don't know, Mark. You
that was the best moment of my life.
You're pretty close with like a couple. Casey, still talk to Casey every once in a while.
Yeah, he did the show. He's performing, I think, in Europe, or he's always traveling and singing in a band with, I think, Haley and them. Still sing all the time.
Yeah, because everyone's surprised. People are saying, "Where's Haley? Where's Haley?" You know,
she's constantly singing. Well, she just did something recently, and she did some voiceover work for that cartoon F is for Family. I think that's the show. She's okay. Plays the little boy on that. She does the boy's voice.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So, but yeah, they're so talented. You know, when you're talented, you can just keep on working, or you know, especially in entertainment, it's tough. But being able to have a career is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and speaking of going back to J-Lo, what do you guys think of the performance?
Amazing. Tonight? Absolutely amazing. She can do no wrong, really.
I wonder, because I've been to a few of the finales, and I know sometimes they pre-tape the stuff.
I think it was taped last night.
Because of the hair.
I don't think so. Because he came back. I mean, Ryan made it real life when he came back and said something about the feathers and all that. You think that was just a host move?
I don't know. We don't know. Well, we're trying to get... I'm hitting up Jason, but Steph, hit up Steph while we're talking. We'll get them on
Someone
air.
Someone said Haley was there tonight. Yes, Lynn?
She was?
I don't know. So.
Maybe.
Haley was there tonight.
I don't think she was... Maybe... No, yeah, because if she was there, she would...
They
would
have made a bigger deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Haley was one... I mean...
She had a good voice.
She was robbed.
Yeah. Who?
I agree with Michael Slezak from TV Line.
Third?
He finished third, but J-Lo's always saying, oh, I regret that... Violet's gonna kill me, but J-Lo was always sad that Haley went home early, so early. But J-Lo really wasn't helping her out in season 10. That's a little beef I have with J-Lo because I thought Haley was phenomenal. Haley had the personality, looks great.
Who won that season?
Scotty McCreery.
Oh yeah.
Heck yeah, he did.
WGWG.
Hey fans, there you go. Hit them up. Hey guys, you have Steffi G and Jason Eichler's Twitter. Hit them up and tell them to call in. There you go.
You ready for my question? I got some questions I'm gonna fire at you guys to see how well you do. It's not just maybe just whatever you guys think.
Is this before we ask Violet to bury the hatchet with Emily Brooke, or we'll save that for later? Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Ready? So you guys just answer as quick as possible. I think some stuff we've already covered. So this will be fun. It'll be interesting. Okay, I'll save that one for later.
I'm nervous.
Better dressed, Randy or Paula?
Paula.
Tonight?
Paula's
tonight.
Incredible.
Push.
You can't push.
You can't
you
push.
Always push.
I always push?
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson's going to be pushing. She's going to have a baby soon. So
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember because I was paying attention to what Ryan was wearing.
Not Ryan.
Ryan looked amazing.
Because you know me, deep down inside, I kind of want to be Ryan. It's just weird. Yeah.
All right. Season 1 or season 15?
Season one,
because I was a kid in New Mexico and saying I would die to be. I thought this was the next Star Search because when I was a little kid, I used to translate these TV shows for my mother because my mother didn't speak
English. Aww. So I was a little kid, and I would tell her, like, my Ed McMahon voice.
Let's hear it.
The winner for Cuatro Estrellas, Four Stars, you know, and I would do that. But then when this show came, I was like, that's the new star. Oh, my gosh, I want to do this.
Is that why you wanted to host?
Yes.
Or before?
My whole life I wanted to host. Mm. So in this, Idol brought it back for me. So season one, I saw this. It was my opportunity, and to get to do it now and talk to you, the fan. And I think the internet has facilitated a way that TV hasn't, where we have direct dialogue with everybody. So that's why I always tell people, fans, I'm like, I'm your voice. I want to translate stuff for you, and that's what Idol gave to me, and I love it to pieces for that.
Dang, JC.
That's make me really cry before. Sweet. I know. Yeah, that was really sweet.
Should I jump back in or what?
Let's yeah.
All right. Favorite white guy with a guitar, WGWG of all time.
Oh, my God. That's so hard.
Let's ask the fans.
Wait, okay. Nick Fradiani doesn't count, right?
Let's ask the fans. Who is your favorite WGWG? It's going to help us buy us time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick Fradiani doesn't count because he wasn't really a guitar guy.
Oh,
he was more like a...
You know, he's watching. He's going to be mad you said that.
No, because
he
watches our show. Obviously, it's going to be Nick for me. Obviously.
Nick, okay. What about you? You
guys Scotty said Philip Phillips, too.
Because it was Philip Phillips.
It's got to be Philip.
You called that one, too.
I called that in his audition. I called him in his audition and Trent tonight.
Chris and Adam.
Ugh, Adam.
Taylor Hicks' age.
Another story.
Now?
Right now.
Taylor Hicks.
38.
Hold on.
You can't push.
No. I'll tell you this story. I lost thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I lost thousands of dollars because of Taylor Hicks. I was on a game show called Temptation, hosted by Rossi Morielli years ago, and I had to pick celebrities under the age of 35. And they gave you a list of 10 celebrities, and Taylor Hicks was one of them. And I put him over 35. And it was the only question I got wrong. If you guys can find that video, it was like I was like their 5-day champion. Won all sorts of
wow,
stuff.
A lot people of like Chris Allen. Fans. Yeah, I like Chris. What the flip?
Yeah, Chris Allen. Come on,
he's saying Kanye. That's the
hello.
That one song won him the entire show.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Derek. Derek Mack says 37. I'm gonna go with
37.
I said 38.
39.
Damn. I win.
All right, what is Violet the name of this game?
Wins. I mean, we're all winners.
Violet wins because she's... You know what? I'm going to make you show the fan... Because you look like J-Lo tonight. I'm telling you, guys.
No,
this chair is hiding gorgeousness here. I'm telling you, she is our J-Lo.
Are you guys still doing like, the walk? The catwalk?
We haven't since we finished X Factor. Fans, let us know if you want Violet to do the catwalk.
Yeah, she'll do it. If not, JC will.
JC's going to do it.
So are you saying I am...
You're Harry.
No, am I Harry?
Yeah.
I thought I'd be Keith. No, he's Keith. Okay.
Look at him, he's Keith.
Yeah.
Keith wore, somebody even mentioned, Keith wore a suit today, which is awesome.
I know, that's why I wear a jacket.
You know, Rotor 13 says a nice little message, Violet, stop being so heartless. Bam.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, that was a Chris Allen joke.
Okay, but you know what, I'd be remiss if we didn't devote a lot of time to LaPorsha's journey.
Absolutely.
LaPorsha is phenomenal.
Her audition.
From the minute I remember when she auditioned, and we were going through them really fast, remember, because there were so many auditions, and we stopped on hers, and we said, she's so bright, and she brings so much happiness, and her voice is incredible, but her personality is so much like, it's amazing. She's not a diva, she's not boring, she's not this, she's not that, she's just... perfect, and she makes you smile. And throughout the entire show, that's exactly what she did.
How jealous were you of her baby when J-Lo was holding
her? Oh, my God. First of all. No, I love her baby because that is the cutest baby I have ever
seen.
She
did the JC line. She was like, hey, can you hold my baby?
And then
she's
like,
see?
Take a sip, y'all. Mm.
What are we drinking?
Water.
We should have brought some drinks. No, I don't know about y'all.
No, but... Now, who do you think outside of Idol will be more successful? Trent or LaPorsha? Guys, what do you think?
LaPorsha? I answer way too soon. My God.
You think Trent?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now, I mean,
quoting a former host of ours who always would talk about staying in their lane. Now, what's going to happen with Trent? Trent, he's got this Maxwell vibe to him, but can do country as well. No, Violet's already shaking her head.
They put him in the middle? Country. He shouldn't do country because from the beginning when he said, I grew up on a farm, I'm from Mississippi, and then we expected him to do full-on country, and he sang soul R&B. And remember, J-Lo was like, what the flip? And
so you think like a Robin Thicke vibe, or what do you think is going
to... Oh, please don't come around to Robin Thicke. I think he's going to go like a I want to say Justin Timberlake, like he's Southern, but he has a lot of soul.
Yeah, because Justin Timberlake could do a country album, and he sang at the country. What was the Country Music Awards best?
But they gave him that song. Was it last week or the week before? They gave him that JT song, which wasn't the best. It was the Chris. Chris Stapleton?
It was the Drink You Away.
Yeah, and I didn't think that was his strongest.
It wasn't. I think only he could have if he practiced a lot more. Yeah. That song would have been amazing, but he just didn't sit in that song well enough. But it's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, if he kind of like straddles the line and does both, I think that's like a business move. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to do something like that. Even if like a Taylor Swift and being able to do both and then go on your lane, because you have to build. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think he should or would think about that, especially since he won. You know, so mm-hmm. they're gonna be business savvy. This is their last artist until the next.
And he's got Scott Burchett on his side, who's country and who can do non-country. Sure. So he's in perfect hands.
And from what we heard last week, he has maniacal worth ethic.
Yes.
So,
and I see a lot of Justin Timberlake stuff too.
Yeah.
I want to rattle off also, we had a fan say season 2 was great. That was their favorite. This is from Marilyn Monson, and Ruben and Clay was such an unexpected finale, which made it much more interesting. So,
that was a good one too.
So that's great. That's why we're having you guys let us know. Let's see. JC Scott's and said Trent is going to country.
No.
Zach Bradford. Wow, really?
No. Hey.
No, you have to. I think it'll still, with his falsetto and being able to do all those things with his voice.
But he's not country.
I mean, he's country.
He's not country.
No. Here's the thing. You know what he is? He's versatile.
He is.
He's incredibly versatile.
He's more soul than anything.
But country really isn't country anymore.
Country is country, which is stupid. But if you listen to Chris Stapleton, that's blues country.
Absolutely.
I can see it. Soul country. I see it.
All right, guys. So we got a couple more minutes before we get out of here.
Dang, everybody's talking about Emily Brooke.
Yes, because they want Emily. They still want Emily Brooke was fantastic. I don't know if you caught her this season, because I know Mark said it. Okay, so like the young Taylor Swift. She was Taylor Swift.
Loved her.
See? So, and Violet and Emily are kind of like frenemies.
I saw that online.
See, she's just not, going there. All right.
There's too much of her in country already.
All right, let's talk, anyone else that stood out? We've only got a couple more minutes, so we talked.
From every season?
Carrie, what about the performances?
Carrie Underwood is flipping amazing.
Yeah, which performance?
Everything. Everything she touches is gold.
Absolutely.
She's incredible. I've seen her in tour, on tour. I've seen Chris Daughtry. I'm sorry. Where the hell was Adam Lambert? No.
Yeah, this
was,
he must have not been able to make it. He was just on like the
No, I don't care. Adam Lambert, no. This, no. Mm-mm. No, not happy.
And I want to talk about two people. Melinda Doolittle.
Yes.
Great singer.
Amazing.
I think she's someone that was kind of slighted. I think she had an amazing voice, and she finished sixth. And that one still didn't go down well with me, but what did make my night was seeing one more time Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
I got goosies.
The queen.
Man.
She's amazing.
Jason would be crying right now. Actually, I saw his tweet. He cried 3 times watching the show, so, I mean, I'm sure that was one of the moments, so. Let's see. Let me read a quick fan question. I missed it, Ref.
Yes, I agree. Yes, they were cheated. Top 10 were cheated. I thought they should have done their own thing by themselves, not each individually, but as a top 10, and not mixed with everybody. So,
was there a last group segment that you guys liked? From the rock stars to...
Hated the rock stars.
You didn't like the rock stars?
I love Chris Daughtry, but I hated the rock stars.
What's his name? Was just doing tricks, backflips.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah? No one else?
Let's see. I wrote some stuff down that I liked. I mean, like Allison and Pia and them were probably my best.
Melinda finished third. I'm sorry. What did I say?
I don't know.
I think I said... I must have not said third. I think I said sixth. Thank you, Rotor 13. Rotor 13
Kelly
is
was
on, and I will answer your question, Rotor 13, at the very end. Okay, and let's see. Anything else before we get out of here? Any final words?
Did I answer best performance?
You can answer it again.
Okay. I know that Adam Lambert was known for Mad World, but that wasn't my favorite performance of his. It was, I think, Black or White. Is it Black and White? Black or White? Michael Jackson.
Black or white.
Black or white. When you walk down those stairs, I was like, that's a star. Yep, and I think that was like the top 10 performance.
You know, and I'm going to speak for the fans.
He changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Derek Mack, LaToya, Fantasia, and Jennifer.
They were incredible.
Yeah, they were.
That was a bookend moment. There were so many bookend moments.
A lot
moments.
Of people are loving Joshua. And Somebody mentioned it a while ago that he lost weight and he looks flipping incredible. He was on fire.
Yeah, you could tell he was. I mean, he was. It's not that he was uncomfortable before, but he was so comfortable tonight and being able to do like just took his
seed in his eyes
to the next level.
I can't keep some. We have another show coming up, and we got Bo Bice, who looked
totally different.
With Constantine. Yes. What did we call him? Hot Professor.
Yes. And who is the guy that we thought was Constantine? Who is? We were like, wow, he sounds amazing. Casey James.
Oh, Casey James. Casey James. Fantastic.
Yeah. He sounded great.
Okay. Question: Zach Bradford, JC, are Trent and LaPortia coming to the studio tomorrow? I cannot confirm nor deny. I'm going to work on that. Just
I'm calling out sick from my day job.
Yeah, but they are dating.
No, they're not dating.
No, they're not dating.
Do you want to do news and gossip?
Yeah,
because the news and gossip. Okay, do a quick news and gossip.
I thought about you know.
Spreading rumors like wildfire.
News and gossip. This is our last episode. What's going on with you and Nick Fratiani?
Oh my God, nothing. And people, oh my God, last season and a little bit this season when I keep talking about him have been threatening me and sending me really mean messages. Y'all are crazy. I'm a married woman and not to Nick, unfortunately.
Valerie, do you think Dalton will have a career despite finishing third?
Yes, I think Dalton is going to possibly go on Broadway where he belongs, and I think he's going to be in a band.
Yeah, you loved him.
He's amazing.
He was your favorite. Not to win, but he was all season.
Because he reminded me so much stage presence-wise of Adam Lambert, who was my all-time favorite American Idol.
Well said. All right. And anything from you, Mark? Come on. We used to,
no,
guys,
somebody's asking, sorry, if Dalton's in tomorrow. No, unfortunately not.
No, yeah. So I cannot confirm if we're getting LaPortia and Trent tomorrow, but I will work on it. I'll send out a tweet. I will have Jason blast that out as well, and hopefully AfterBuzz will too. So just stay posted.
Yeah, so one thing for me, like, you know, what is it? Yeah, for my house, that's me. Boom. So when JC and I met in the viewing room at the old studio, I came in. JC and I just met for the first time. Kat Bayless was supposed to be there, and I'm not. I fake like I'm a host. I got something to say, you know. I do a lot of different things. But I came in. JC's sitting there like, okay, and they're like, Kat's not coming, and it was Kat's show at the time.
Who's now a star on Hit the Floor on VH1, a
bunch of stuff, and. So I'm like, all right, and they're like, all right, well, which one's gonna lead host? And I'm like, please, like, I don't want to lead host. I don't know what I am. You know, I have stuff to say, but I can't lead. Like, and JC was like, oh, I will, you know. And then we go in, and then we did two seasons of that. We did X Factor, all these different music shows. But learned so much from you, man. It's really cool to see, you know, how you've progressed. And yeah, thank you for that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. No,
the man.
Likewise, honestly, we had 7 viewers at the time, we've grown into this beautiful entity, which we are is now AfterBuzz. I'm going to get all choked up, but I don't want to do that because this show has meant so much to me. Everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said earlier, and more so to the fans, I don't know what else to say that thank you for just giving us your time, you know, on your drives to work or late at night. You know, I'm glad we could fill up at least an hour of your time, mm-hmm. and we couldn't do it without you or else we'd be talking to a wall if we didn't have fans.
Just like we did when we started.
So we owe it all to you guys, and we hope that the show comes back. And I was actually, here's a little tidbit on the way. I was talking to someone that actually worked on Idol last night, and they said that there's something coming. There's something coming. There's the people from Idol are already going to this new project. I heard it might be on Fox. It's a new possible version of Idol. They were just saying it was like a roundabout conversation. We were at a diner just talking, a bunch of people are there, and I just caught that, just throwing that out there, just so you guys know. So their little inside info.
Oh my God, how exciting.
But for now, I mean, I don't know if we got anything else. I think that's
it. Alan, thank y'all. JC, always being there. Mark was the first person I met when I came to AfterBuzz at the holiday party. You were the first person to talk to me. And I want to thank both of you, and to Stephanie and Jason, thank you guys for being part of this, and thank you to the people who watch.
Yes, of course, Jason, Stephanie, we told the story about Steph, how she came in. She became this sassy Latina who is more than that now. She's a fantastic host here at AfterBuzz, and Jason, your red carpet coverage is second to none, and you're second to none here, so thank you. And lastly, fans, like I said, we can't do it without you, so thank you. And as Brian says, Seacrest out. Thank you, everybody.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.